Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for August 29th, 2018. In today's news, 50 Hudson Yards is rising higher on the New York City skyline. Liberty Elevator Experts has acquired technical elevator inspections. Cameras captured video of a young escalator rider's brief entrapment at a Chinese mall. An airport expansion has forced a reduction in height of what would have been China's tallest building. And the August 31st deadline for Ellie's voting is just a couple of days away.
Starting to take shape next to 15, 30, 35, and 55 Hudson Yards in New York City's massive Hudson Yards development, 50 Hudson Yards has grown from 984 to 1,011 feet tall, bringing it further into super tall territory, New York YIMBY reports. The source notes the approximately 60-story Norman Foster and Partners design tower is the last in Hudson Yards' first phase to take shape and the largest by floor area, containing 2.9 million square feet of office space. Related companies, Oxford Properties and Mitsui Fudosan, announced a $3.8 billion deal to finance its construction in fall 2017. BlackRock investment management firm has signed a lease for 850,000 square feet across the lower 15 floors. Completion is expected early next year.
Liberty Elevator Experts, based in Newark, Delaware, has acquired Technical Elevator Inspections of Washington, D.C. Technical Elevator Inspections performs compliance inspections throughout the District of Columbia and Maryland. Its consulting division handles design and engineering throughout the U.S. Liberty President Chris Dodge stated, quote, Technical Elevator Inspections' proven consulting services have been used on landmark buildings across the country. We are proud to have their consulting and inspection team join us at Liberty, end quote.
Surveillance cameras captured video of an 11-year-old boy getting his head stuck between an escalator handrail and a wall at a mall in Hsinchu, China, Shanghaiist reported, on August 24th. In the video, the boy is seen running down the escalator, then looking over the side just before the incident happened. A mall employee pressed the emergency stop button, and he was freed after only about 20 seconds, suffering only minor neck bruising.
An expansion of Tiani Airport in Wuhan, China, has prompted the government to reduce the height of the Greenland Wuhan Center from 636 meters to 500 meters to ensure aviation safety, Ming Tiandi reports. In the works for more than a decade and set to contain hotels, apartments, shopping centers, and offices, Greenland Wuhan Center was to become China's tallest building. Because of its proximity to the expanded airport about 25 kilometers away, it will now be the country's fifth tallest, well below the 632-meter-tall Shanghai Tower and Ping An Finance Center in Shenzhen. Designed by Adrian Smith and Gordon Gill, the tower is heading toward completion with more than 1,000 office and residential units up to the 85th floor approved for pre-sale.
Voting is open through Friday for the inaugural Ellie's Awards program. Each user, per internet protocol address, may vote for one company per category every 24 hours on the 200-plus nominations. Winners in each of the six categories will be announced in the December 2018 issue of Elevator World and receive an official Ellie's statuette and a custom winner logo to use for print and on websites and emails. Voters may cast their ballots at elevatorworld.com/Ellie's and, as thanks for their efforts, can sign up to receive a free 4-month digital subscription to Elevator World by clicking on the link Claim Your Subscription. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.